Yeah, I've taken it. I've grounded the pole out on it. You know, it's grounded into the ground. I just got a lightning arrestor that I'm going to hook up at towards the top of the antenna and run that down into the ground also, just in case, you know. But it started thundering and lightning yesterday here, and I just, of course, I just unplugged my radio and everything, just in case. But I got it set up pretty good, not too bad. Probably got close to $600 and everything after I sat it in the ground with 2 feet of concrete into the ground with, I put rocks on the bottom so the frost shouldn't mess with it too much. If it does, it should stay pretty straight. Then I put my tube in, filled it up with concrete, put my sleeve in. Believe it or not, I could go out and take that pole down. If I need to take it down real quick, I could probably have it down within 15 minutes. And, you know, I got it braced into the side of the shanty, but the top four sections, I could pull them down if the things get really bad. Just in case, over.
W8CMN, repeater.
Yeah, roger that. I have an aluminum telescopic flagpole. I think it's maybe it was 18 feet or something, but it's in the middle of the driveway. My driveway, hard to explain, but the shape of the driveway, I've got a flagpole in the middle of what I call the circle. You know, park the RV trailer in the first part, and, you know, then we drive, of course. But I hadn't thought about putting an antenna on that or getting something. I'm going to, what I do want to get a Comet CX333 tri-band mobile antenna, or base antenna for VHF, and I'll run the Anytone radio off of that. But right now, at my base, I got a J-pole that I built out of half-inch copper tube, and it's about 20 feet up on a, I took some wood extension poles for a tree trimmer, and I put 3 6-foot poles together and set that in a cinder block right next to the house, tied it off to the upstairs bedroom window, and it seems to work for now until I can, I bit the bullet here a couple weeks ago. Here, I'll break for time. I bit the bullet, and I bought an HF radio that ICOM 7300 Mark II. So I'm not going to be spending any much money on radio stuff for a little while. So I've got I'm putting up a dipole for 10 meters and 40 meters, and we'll see what we can do with that. But I'm having a lot of fun playing radio.